You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So she reached out, would prefer that we don't use her name, so we're going to call her Jill. And it's a story about her and her, she doesn't use the word boyfriend, but I think just for the sake of this discussion, we'll call him her boyfriend, and we'll call him Dave, just so that we have names for these people. Jill and Dave, if you're okay with that. She writes, I've dated a guy, that's Dave, for almost 2 years. Over the last few months, we started talking about finally moving in together. We're both wishy-washy when it, I like that term. We're both wishy-washy when it comes to actually getting married. We aren't against it, but we're not anxious to do it either. Anyway, she writes, I was floored over the weekend when over dinner he brought up the idea of taking a relationship break for a few weeks. He said he's about to get busier than he's ever been at work, and there are some personal things he wants to work on. He didn't want me to think he was ghosting me, so instead wants to just, as he said, manage my expectations. Rather than making it weird, he suggested we just take a short break. On one hand, she writes, he was so casual and considerate about it that I think it might be fine, but the insecure side of me is also wondering if there's more to this. Thoughts on whether or not a relationship break can be a good thing. Well, you remember what Ross said.
We were on a break!
Yeah.
Right.
You know what's interesting is that there's a cynical side to me that whenever somebody starts a conversation in a relationship about wanting to go on a break, the cynical side is like, well, they're just not into it anymore, or they want to explore a relationship with someone else, or blah, blah, blah. The way he laid this out makes me think it's possible that this one is on the up and up.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't see a problem with taking a little break, but as long as it's mutual. I don't like that he just kind of hit her with this out of nowhere, though. I mean, that seems a little shocking.
It can't be mutual.
Yeah, I think you can mutually take a break. I mean, it's not the same. Like, we took a break from planning our wedding because there was stuff going on, and we just took a break from that and stepped back for a little while.
So yeah, but you guys never broke up or stopped seeing each
other. We didn't. That's kind of the only thing I can relate it to. But I think you both kind of know if you're just both not feeling it for the moment, and you're both kind of like, we should probably, let's just step back for a minute. Let's work on each other. You know, I need to work on myself.
I would think there's 1 in 1,000 times where both people simultaneously at the same time think that.
Oh, I bet you it's more.
One person who plants the seed, and that might make the other person start thinking about it. But the odds at the same moment, two people.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously somebody would have to bring it up and plant the seed, but then both of you are mutually kind of like, yeah, we probably should just step back for just a month or so. Where this guy's just coming at you like, hey, I'm taking time off.
Yeah, but what else is he going to do? He can't sit around and wait for her to feel the same way, because then he's just doing that thing where he's pulling away, hoping that she'll want to. That's a dastardly thing that
people do. He seems a little selfish. It's all about him. It's all about him. He's not really considering her. I mean, does it say how long they've been together?
Almost 2 years.
2 years, and all of a sudden it's like, all about me. Oh, me, me, me.
I don't think that's fair, Jer.
I think it is.
After
2 years, that's a shank in the side.
They don't live together. They're not married. And he's coming out and being honest and saying, a lot's going on. Rather than me going, you know, a few weeks or a month or whatever and not reaching out to you, I'm letting you know up front, I'm swamped with some stuff.
After 2 years,
be on a little break.
Your partner should be like a cheerleader for you and asking you, you know, how can I help you out? You should be able to go to them and say, hey, I'm really busy. You know, can you help me with some things?
Shouldn't you be able to go to that partner and say what he said?
Probably. But it just seems harsh to me.
I don't know what, look, neither of us knows what's going on with him. But based purely on what she said, I would tell Jill, be very cool and very mature about it. Say, I totally understand. When things are cool, give me a call. I'm not saying she necessarily needs to sit and be, you know, a nun while he's, you know, taking this break. But I wouldn't say, oh, screw you. I'm never going to see you again. I wouldn't do that. Would you? Because you said he's being selfish and it's all about him. Would you have her walk away?
But like if she's in love and she was fine with everything, what is she going to do while he's taking a break? She is going to be kind of sitting around and waiting. It doesn't sound like she's going to go out and tear up the town. If she likes this guy and she got hit with this after 2 years, what are you going to do?
They're not cohabitating, so I don't get the feeling that she's, quote, sitting around ever for this guy. She's got her own life.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was she doing, you know, the day before she met him? She could
do that. Yeah, but now she's in a committed relationship.
How committed when, yes, committed, but at the same time, he's not saying, I want to go see somebody else.
Just because they're not living together. They've got toothbrushes at each other's place.
Sure, but he's not saying, I need a break so I can go see other people.
But wouldn't you instantly think that? Like, it's such a generic, I'm really busy at work. I mean, that right there is like, okay, who are you now cohabitating with?
And things that he needs to work on, which could be family or something like that. Hey, look, I'm going to say it again. Until somebody gives you a reason not to trust them, why not trust them? Why not do the mature thing? I think there's a lot of knee-jerk reaction stuff in
this was a knee-jerk reaction by him. This was out of nowhere. Boom, knee-jerk.
That's not necessarily. He could have been thinking about this for weeks.
But the moment it happened was like, boom.
Well, there's only one time you can tell the other person.
No, you talk about it.
You can't go to them and say, look, in about a week, I'm going to be talking to you about taking a break. There's always has to be the first time you bring it up.
No, but in a normal relationship, you're going to be talking about how busy you are every day.
I'm sure
things that are on your mind. And issues you're having, that's a normal relationship. There's just needs to be some open dialogue.
Tracy wrote in, and her first lines are, run, Jill, run. And that's what I'm pushing back against. That's the knee-jerk reaction. And that's, no offense, Tracy, that's the immature, without knowing anything else, saying, yeah, break up with a guy.
I don't think you need to do that either.
No wonder people have such a hard time finding relationships.
I don't want that either. I don't want her to break up with him.
The first time anything happens,
but it's shocking.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to be busy for a while.
How long is a while? Did he put a timetable on this?
Let's see.
I think that's her next question. How long is this?
A few weeks.
Well, whatever.
So according to Tracy and several other people who are writing in, 21 days means you got to break up with him.
What happens after the 21 days and he comes back and says, I need more time?
I don't know. And here's Michelle. I think he wants to take a break to see somebody else. What a cynical, suspicious,
well, everybody instantly
angry society
jumps to that.
We're in.
Everybody instantly jumps to that.
I know, but it makes me sad. The guy sounds to me like he has been he's like, hey, babe, I just need to, you know, we're going to break it off for a little while. I'll be back in a month or two. He laid out a very mature, responsible explanation.
But again, it was out of nowhere, and it's shocking. God. It's shocking. So I think anybody in their right mind would have that thought in their head, though. One of many. Even if he's taken off 21 days to start Taekwondo, you're going to be thinking in the back of your head, whoa, what's he doing for the next few weeks?
Another Jill wrote in, 2 years, he can talk to her. He just did. He didn't send a text. It was over dinner.
But it was so cut and dry and out of nowhere. Again, after 2 years,
out of nowhere?
You need to be talking about your busy life, things you have going on. Give her a heads up to all this stuff.
She's not saying she had no idea.
It feels that way. It feels that way from the email.
Because
he just said, he just sat, like you just said, he sat her down and told her, this is how my life needs to be for the next 21 days. See you later. It's shocking.
He said it like that? You were there?
He got a little twang to him. He's like, listen, I got to do some maintenance on my tractor.
Catherine, sounds like an excuse to me, blah, blah, blah. So everybody is just destroying this guy.
Yep. I think he killed somebody and needs some time to get rid of the body and the evidence.
Breaks my heart, people. But you know what? I've been on an island on this show many times.
You'll be fine.
Let's see if the phone calls are any different. Hey, Karen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
We got a whole bunch of calls, so I'm going to manage expectations and tell everybody who's on the line we're going to go pretty quickly through your calls. Karen, what do you say?
I say that life is full of busy times, and that if this is his way of coping with busy times, what are you going to do in the future? So I might think about having that conversation with him and just think about his pattern of behavior thus far, because it's never, life is full of busy times.
I was thinking about that. It's like when you get married and stuff, and you're married for 3 or 4 years and it gets busy, mm-hmm. what do you do? Just run off for two months? Just because you're busy?
Karen, that's a great call. Thank you for your thoughts. Here is Bet. Bet, what do you want to say?
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey.
So typically, when you're 2 years deep in a relationship, even a dating relationship, you know if you care about each other or not. And typically 2 years deep, you navigate things together.
That was what my argument was. Have the conversation with each other. If she goes to him and says, well, what can I do to help take, you know, some of the burden off you to make life easier? And mm-hmm. he still wants to take the break? That's suspicious to me.
Beth, thank you for that call. Here's Patricia. Patricia, what do you think?
Good morning, boys. I'm 100% with Dom on this. I think he's being mature, and I think he's being considerate of her feelings and not just disappearing on her, distancing himself. He's giving her reasons
but he
and letting
is disappearing.
Her know what's going on.
He is disappearing from
let's,
her
so let's clear
for
one
a couple
thing up
months.
Here. Let's clear one thing up. Nowhere does he say, I'm not going to call you, I'm not going to text you. He's talking about the relationship. Because think about relationship stuff. You spend your evenings on the couch watching shows. You're going out. You might go on a weekend trip somewhere. You might do something like that. He hasn't said, I'm disappearing.
But the assumption with taking a break is, hey, I'm a magician and I'm going to be disappearing for a while.
I don't.
A break
so.
Means you're not going to see me. You won't know where I am or what I'm doing.
He might not see her, but he's not saying he's going to fall off the face of the earth. I'll bet he does call her and text
yet.
Her.
Yet. Dun, dun, dun.
Patricia, thank you for that call. Here's Justin. Justin, what do you want to say? What's a dude's perspective?
Good morning, boys. Hey, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. We only know what was said in the letter. How do we know that he hasn't been dropping these hints about, hey, I'm getting busy at work and stuff? She could be, I mean, devil's advocate, she could be making him out to be the bad guy because she wants that validation for her insecure feelings on that one side.
I'm glad
100%
you called
true. We don't know.
We don't know. I find it hard to believe that if they're in a relationship, even though they're not living together, that she has no idea that he's going through a tough time. That seems far-fetched to me.
We don't know.
Beth, good morning. Quickly, what do you want to say about this?
Good morning, boys. I agree with Dom, too. I think she should trust him until he gives her a reason not to, but also just worried a little bit about her feelings after the break. Is she going to constantly be thinking about what happened during that time, or is she going to be able to trust him more?
Would you, Beth? Would you, like, if somebody came to you and says, I need a couple months off, like, where would your mind go instantly?
I think it depends on the relationship, but in the relationship I'm currently in, I would understand.
Would you? All right.
I'm glad you called. And he didn't say a couple of months. He said a few weeks. So it's not months, it's weeks, which is days. Connor, good morning. What do you think?
Yeah, I do full-time school, and I do full-time work. I told my wife at the very beginning when we first started dating that my focus is on school. I want to get through school. And even after 2 years, he should be able to be open with all that's going on in his life to this lady and be able to express on what's going on. So that way she knows what's going on. And like you said, you know, at least he could be supportive or she could be supportive and help him out with whatever needs to be done.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you for that. So, hey, you know what Jill wrote to us? The call seemed to be...
It's fine?
Yeah. The texts are like, completely no. On the other side. I think there's a lot of people who are just angry that he's not, like, you know, I think you were referencing this, Jer. All the techs are angry that he's not, like, relying on her. Well, maybe he has been, and now he just got to do some things.
Yeah, again, we don't know too much of the backstory.
Jill, I tell you what, you've heard all the calls. You've heard what Jeremy said. You've heard what I said. So now, ultimately, it's up to you. I mean, clearly, no. You can either say, cool, let me know if I can help, or you could say, go to hell. Those are your two choices.
That's pretty much it.
Right? Am I wrong? Those are your two choices. I hope everything works out. I'm here to help. You can always count on me. Or get lost.
Yeah.
Those are your two
options.
Screw
you for dropping
Which
this bomb
on me.
Which
one sounds the most mature to most people?
Again, we don't know the backstory. Don't know.
Man, oh man. I love this stuff, though. Guys,
it's juicy.
And all of the texts that are coming in, thank you so much for taking the time to write in. We appreciate you listening to the show. We appreciate you being passionate about this. It really makes our day. So thank you.